亲爱的弟兄姊妹，早上好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
如果大家还没有就坐，尽快。
Please get seated.
我想在我们早上的信息聚会开始之前，我们唱两首的诗歌。
Before we begin to, the meeting today, we'll sing two hymns.
愿圣灵来预备我们的心。
May the Holy Spirit prepare our hearts.
我们第一首的诗歌叫是诗歌本上的第155首。
We'll sing hymn 155.
会否他来正逢我们警醒。
Will Jesus find us watching?
我想这首诗歌大家可能都很熟悉。
Brothers and sisters should be familiar with this song.
我们请我们四旬的姊妹给我们起一小节，然后我们就一同来唱。
Our pianist will play this song once.Faster, please.
我们从第二节开始好了。
Starting from verse two.
我拿着一卷证的未来结算，一个名称我们，我们的人要将名字交换，那能否说话不然？
想这个诗歌的作者在这个诗歌里边问了很多的问题。
The composer asked a lot of questions in the hymn.
他在第一节就问我们说，他说会否他来的时候正逢我们坚忍，我们修灯修光明。
In the first verse, faithful to him will he find us watching with our lamps all trimmed and bright.
在第二节他说当他来的时候他能否说我们是好仆人。
In verse 2, when to the Lord we restore our talents, will he answer thee, well done.
然后第三节他说主都委托我们是否忠心，我们是否尽所能。
Verse 3, have we been true to the trust he left us? Do we seek to do our best?
在第四节他最后说我们是否 正在瞭望。
In verse 4, will he find us watching there?
最终在这个副歌里面他问我们说我们是否准备坦然见主的面。
In the refrain, can we say we are ready, brother, ready for the soul's bright
home? 我们是否警醒等到他显现。
Will he find you and me still watching, waiting?
我想当我们聚在一起的时候，我们都有这样强烈的愿望，盼望主能够回来。
I think when we're gathering here, we have a strong desire for the Lord's return.
弟兄也提醒我们，我们应当警醒。
A brother also reminds us that we should be watching and waiting.
当我们走这条路的时候，我们盼望主的话语成为我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
When we're walking, may the Lord's word be the lamp to our feet.
然后我们时时的能够按照他话语来校正我们的道路。
And its words will be the lamp to our feet and light your path.
让我们能够不偏离他。
And we won't stray away from him.
那么我们今天唱的第二首诗歌是我们等候主来，这是在去年的西安特会里边诗歌本里的一首诗歌。
Our second song is Awaiting the Lord's Return.
我不知道弟兄姊妹熟不熟哈，不过我们想四行的姊妹跟我们弹一遍先。
Our pianist who played once. Let's all stand together and give him our praise and adoration. Together from first verse to the third verse.
亲爱的主，我们实在是感谢赞美你。
Lord, we give you our praise.
主啊，我们谢谢你这样的爱我们。
We thank you for loving us.
谢谢你这样的呼召我们。
Thank you for calling us.
主啊，因着你自己的血，主啊，也因着我们的信，我们能够蒙恩得救。
Because of your blood, we're saved.
但你不以此为满足。
But we're not satisfied.
你在这里再次呼召我们。
Today you called us again.
你呼召我们要努力进入那天国。
You called us to press on to the heavenly home.
主啊，我们实在是感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
谢谢你给我们这样一个荣耀的盼望。
Thank you for giving us this glorious hope.
主啊，愿你以你的爱来激励我们。
May you use your love to encourage us.
愿你以你自己来吸引我们。
Use yourself to capture us.
让我们里面有这样极深的渴慕。
That we have a strong desire.
主啊，我让我们也愿意也能够来常常的亲近你自己。
That we're willing to always draw close to you.
啊，以父家中的事为念。
Mind our heavenly Father's business.
主啊，真的是你来的时候实在是近了。
Your coming is soon.
圣经上说，还有一点点的时候，那要来的就来，并不迟延。
There's only a little while, and you won't tarry.
主啊，真的是让我们里边有这样极其深的渴慕。
I pray that we'll have a strong desire in our heart.
让你的旨意成就在我们的身上。
That your will be done in us.
让你的心意满足。
And your will be fulfilled.
主啊，我们把下面的时间仰望交托给我们的弟兄。
We give the following time to your brother.
愿你使用我们的弟兄来讲出你心中的话语。
May you use your brother to speak the words.
我们众人在这里静听。
And we're listening.
感谢赞美我们的主。
Thanks to our Father.
祷告奉靠主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In Jesus' most precious name.
Amen. 我们把时间交给我们的弟兄。
Give our time to our brother.
We 开头的时候还是请大家和我一同来读一些主的话。
As we begin, I do invite brothers and sisters, let us read the word of God once again.
请弟兄姊妹打开马太福音。
Brothers and sisters, let us turn to the gospel according to Matthew.
第十一章
，Chapter 11，
十二节
，Verse 12。
我相信这句话，弟兄姊妹已经牢记在心。
I believe brothers and sisters already have remembered these words carefully, deeply in our hearts.
让我们再来读。
Let us read once again.
中文先啊。
I will read first in the Chinese.
从施洗约翰的时候到如今，天国是努力进入的。努力的人就得着了。
Right now in English, and from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force.
然后我们请看马太福音二十五章。
Let's turn to the gospel according to Matthew chapter 25.
我们要从第一节读到十三节。
We'll read from verses 1 to 13.
那时天国好比十个童女拿着灯出去迎接新郎，其中有五个是愚拙的，五个是聪明的。愚拙的拿着灯却不预备油，聪明的拿着灯又预备油在器皿里。新郎迟延的时候，他们都打盹睡着了。半夜有人声喊着说，新郎来了，你们出来迎接他。那些童女就出来收拾灯。
Starting with chapter 25, verse 1 first. Then shall the kingdom of heavens be made like to 10 virgins that have taken their torches, went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were prudent and 5 foolish. They that were foolish took their torches and did not take oil with them. But the prudent took oil in their vessels with the torches.Now the bridegroom tarrying, they all grew heavy and slept. But in the middle of the night, there was a cry, Behold, the bridegroom go forth to meet him. And all the virgins arose and trimmed their torches.
第八节，愚拙的对聪明的说，请分点油给我们，因为我们的灯要灭了。聪明的回答说，恐怕不够你我用的，不如你们自己到卖油的那里去买吧。他们去买的时候，新郎到了，那预备好的同他进去坐席，门就关了。其余的童女随后也来了，说：“主啊，主啊，给我们开门。”他却回答说：“我实在告诉你们，我不认识你们，所以你们要警醒，因为那日子、那时辰，你们不知道。”
Continuing with verse 8, and the foolish said to the prudent.Give us of your oil, for our torches are going out. But the prudent answered, saying, We cannot, lest it might not suffice for us and for you. Go rather to those that sell and buy for yourselves. But as they went away to buy, the bridegroom came, and the ones that were ready went in with him to the wedding feast, and the door was shut. Afterwards come also the rest of the virgins, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answering said, Verily I say unto you, I do not know you. Watch therefore, for ye not know the day or the hour.
启示录 第19章
Revelation chapter 19
第9节
Verse 9
天使吩咐我说你要写上 凡被请赴羔羊之婚宴的有福了，又对我说，这是神真实的话。
Revelation 19:9, and he said unto me, Write, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said unto me, These are the true sayings of God.
第20章
Revelation chapter 20.
启示录20章第4节到第6节。
Verses 4 and 6, 2-6.
我又看见几个宝座，也有坐在上面的，并有审判的权柄赐给他们。我又看见那些因为耶稣作见证，并为神知道被斩者的灵魂，和那没有拜过兽和兽像，也没有在额上和手上受过他印记之人的灵魂，他们都复活了，与基督一同作王1000年，这是头一次复活。 其余的死人还没有复活，只等到那1000年完了。在头一次复活的有福了，圣洁了，第二次的死在他们身上没有权柄，他们必做神和基督的祭司，并要与基督一同作王1000年。Revelation
chapter 20 verse 4 to 6. And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given to them. And the souls of those beheaded on account of the testimony of Jesus and on account of the word of God and those who had not done homage to the beast nor to his image and had not received the mark on their forehead and hand, and they lived and reigned with the Christ 1,000 years. The rest of the dead did not live till the 1,000 years had been completed. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy he who has part in the first resurrection. Over these the second death have no power, but they shall be priests of God and of the Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years.
哥林多前书15章
1 Corinthians chapter 15
第23节
Verse
23 但个人是按着自己的次序复活，出熟的果子是基督，以后他来的时候是那些属基督的。
1 Corinthians 15:23. But every man in his own order, Christ the first fruits, afterward they that are Christ at his coming.
我们最后看箴言,
now lastly, let us turn to the Proverbs.
第20章,
Proverbs chapter
20. 第27节,
Proverbs chapter 20, verse 27.
人的灵是耶和华的灯, 鉴察人的心腹。
Proverbs 20:27. The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, searching all the inward parts of the belly.
我们在头一天就和弟兄姊妹讲到,
we have shared with brothers and sisters on the first day.
我们基督徒最好的结局是进天国。
The best end of a Christian is to enter into the kingdom of heaven.
我们晓得进入永生是没有条件的。
We know that to enter into eternal life is without condition.
但是进天国是有条件的。
But there is a condition for us to enter into the kingdom of heaven.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
我们每一个人都有结局。
That each one of us have an end.
我们要清楚。
We must be clear on that.
我们最好的结局是进天国。That
our best end is to enter into the kingdom of heaven.
我记得尼托森弟兄啊，曾经说过这样的话。I
remember Brother Watchman Nee who said these words.
他说我的这一生呢。He
says, all my life.
最后的结果啊。The
end.
不是被提就是殉道。It
is not either to be raptured, caught up, or to be martyred.
那么他没有等到被提。
Now he did not. He was not caught up. He was not raptured.
但是我们的弟兄殉道。
But our brother was martyred.
那么他是一个竭力要进天国的人。
He was one who strove diligently to enter into the kingdom of heaven.
愿主也给我们这个心志。
And may the Lord also give us such an ambition.
我已经再三地说到。
And I've repeatedly said.
在地上好坏得失都不重要。
All the good and bad, what we gain or lose in this world is not of importance.
只要你能进天国。
As long as we can enter into the kingdom of heaven.
那么你这一生就值了。
Then there is value worth in our life.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
My dear brothers and sisters.
我真正感觉今天这个世代里面。
I truly feel that in this generation.
人对神的国度的注视是非常忽略的。
That we neglect, we're very careless concerning the kingdom of heaven.
其实这是圣经中给我们一个非常宝贵的应许。
But in fact, this is such a precious promise which the Bible gives us.
你知道过去有些年日啊。
Now we know in the days past.
我看见弟兄姊妹对这个国度的反应很冷淡。
I see that we're very cold and lukewarm toward the response to the kingdom of heaven.
也不在意。
We are not very mindful at all of it.
我偷偷我心里面很高兴。
And so, and I'm very happy within secretly.
我说有这么好的祝福在那里。
There is such a great blessing there.
你们不要，我要。
If you don't want it, I want it.
弟兄姊妹，你要吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you want it?
希望从这个特会开始。
So starting from this point on,
你要注意天国的问题。
You must pay attention to this matter of the kingdom of heaven.
这是神给我们极大的一个应许。
This is a great promise which God gives each one of us.
那么，主告诉我们。
Now the Lord tells us.
天国是努力进入的。
That the kingdom of heaven is taken by force.
这个努力原文是用暴力，对吧？
Now this force in the original is violence.
那么我们把它应用在生活中，就是你要绝对。
And so, if we want to apply it in our daily living, that means we have to be absolute.
你不要妥协。
Do not compromise.
我喜欢我们弟兄晚上啊 ，Mac 弟兄晚上提到的保罗。
Now I really delight in our brother Mac when he mentions about Paul in the evening.
保罗说他向着标杆呢，竭力的往前。
Now Paul says he pressed on toward the goal. He strived diligently toward the goal.
这个 press on 是非常好的。
Now, this press on is wonderful.
是个重要的提醒。
It is an important reminder.
这表示说你前面有很多拦阻的东西。
In other words, as our brother shared, there's a hindrance, there's resistance.
很多试探引诱的。
There are many temptations and trials before us.
有很多看起来是很好的东西吸引你的。
There are many things that really delight us, that attract us.
但是你要把这一切统统把它推掉。
But we must push all these aside and press on.
指向着标杆往前。
And press on toward the goal.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
我们知道从头一个世纪开始
We know that from the first century
多少的圣徒们
We see so many of the
saints 在他们的日子的里面
In their time
他们像保罗一样
They're just as Paul
为着那个荣耀的目的竭力地往前
For that glorious goal they press on
所以呢进天国是需要努力的
And so we must strive diligently by force enter into the kingdom of heaven
但是在马太福音十一章十二节那个后面一句话是很大的恩典。
And so there's great grace in the last part of Matthew 11:12.
主说努力的人就得着了。
And the violent cease upon it.
这句话什么意思呢
？What does this mean?
这句话说只要你努力。
And so, in other words, as you're violent, you strive diligently, put some effort.
他没有说你努力到什么程度。
It doesn't say how much effort.
是吧？我过去很多年日啊。
And so in the days past,
我们读保罗的话很雄壮。
And when we read the word of Paul, they are very ambitious, very wonderful.
美好的仗打过了。
Oh, I fought the fight.
哇，那个，当跑都路跑尽了。
I finished the race.
所信的道守住了。
And I've kept the faith.
读的时候非常的雄壮。
And when we read it, oh how grand, how magnanimous is this?
但是你醒过来做不到。
But oh, I cannot do it.
你做得到吗？
Are we able to do so?
弟兄姊妹，只有保罗做到。
Oh, only Paul is able to do so.
我记得江弟兄有一次跟我们讲啊。
I remember Brother Kong once he shared with us.
他说你这一辈子啊，你再怎么努力，你也赶不上保罗。
And so no matter how much we give effort and strive in our lifetime, we cannot chase and catch up to Paul.
是，如果是用这么一个标准来的话呢
？Yes, if we use that as the standard.
那我们真没盼望。
Oh, we are hopeless then.
彼得也告诉我们
Peter also tells us,
你有了这个要加上那个加了一大堆啊。
If you have this, add on to that. If you have that, add on to this, and add an increase.
我们一看呢, 这个心就凉了。
And when we see it, we grow cold.
做不到。
Oh, I just cannot reach it.
感谢主。
Oh, thank the Lord.
主没有说啊, 你考试100分你才能进天国。
The Lord did not say you have to get 100%, then you can enter.
啊, 你60分不及格了。
Oh, if you're 60%, you are not qualified.
圣经没有这样说。
The Bible did not say so.
弟兄姊妹要领会他。
Brothers and sisters, understand.
只要努力就行了。
As long as we have force,
哎呀,
we have effort.
这是何等大的恩典啊。
Oh, what a wonderful grace.
弟兄姊妹,你愿意努力吗?
Brothers and sisters, do you want to strive, put some effort?
从现在开始,请你要努力。
Oh, let us stand up now and put some effort.
当然,你努力,你要知道努力什么。
Of course, we have to know what we're pressing on to, what we're striving for.
你努力错了也不行,对不对?
If it's in the wrong direction, that is bad.
所以神有很大的恩典。
So God has wonderful grace.
我们常常读主的话时都忽略了很多东西。
Many times when we read the word of God, we neglect such promises.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
我们知道在神的儿女中, 可以说都是软弱的。
We know amongst the children of God, we can say we are all weak.
神是顾念平凡人,
and God is mindful of the poor and needy.
所以神的话的标准都是很低的。
And so the word, the standard, the bar set very low.
所有弟兄姊妹都有这个希望。
That all of us, brothers and sisters, we have hope.
我们的弟兄讲到保罗, 我也喜欢他讲的一个点。
Now, Brother Sheridan Paul and I also love this other point.
在人的眼中, 保罗是神伟大的仆人。
Oh, yes, in man's view, Paul is a great servant of God. But in God's eye, he's a little man, very small.
我们今天呢,教会历史中很多树林的伟人呢。
Oh, in church history, there are many spiritual giants.
我们把注意都放在他们身上。
And we put all attention on them.
哎呀,我们感觉他们真是了不起。
Oh, we feel how great they are.
对我呢,做不到。
Oh, I cannot attain to it.
那么保罗呢?
But for Paul,
他自己也没有觉得他多伟大。
And he did not feel how great he was himself.
你如果读以弗所书第三章,
when we read Ephesians chapter 3,
他说神把那历史历代所隐藏的奥秘赐给我了。
And God has granted me the mystery that has been hidden throughout the ages.
但我呢,
but for me,
是比众圣徒中最小的还小。
No, but I'm the least of all the apostles.
保罗得到那个启示一点都不敢骄傲。
Now, when Paul received such revelation, he dare not be prideful.
这真是一个有属天看见的人。
And that's truly one with spiritual heavenly vision.
我们很可怜啊。
And we're very sad.
我们做一点点, 我们就骄傲起来了。
Oh, when we just do a little bit, and we become so boastful,
我们就觉得自己了不起了。
And we feel we're so great.
那个是瞎眼。
Oh, that is one who's blind.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
so my dear brothers and sisters,
感谢我们的主,
we thank our Lord.
他没有偏待任何人。
He is not partial, not favoritism to anyone.
他希望他所有的百姓都能进天国。
He desires for all of his people to enter into the kingdom of heaven.
所以主把他的话降得很低。
And so the Lord has put a very low bar on his word.
每个人,
all of us,
都可以明白。
We can all understand.
所以在 你仔细读圣经啊,
so when we read the Bible carefully,
你知道神从来没有意思在地上要制造一个特别的人物。
Now the Lord has no intention of creating any special race that is in this world.
所以我常常讲, 只有主是伟大的。
Only our Lord himself is great.
只有神是伟大的。
Only God is great.
圣经从来没有把这个伟大这个词放在任何神的仆人身上。
The Bible never places this word, attached this word great to any other.
但是在我们眼中很多是神伟大的仆人。
But in our sight, there are many great, great servants of God.
这是何等的错误呢?
And how wrong that is.
是的。 因为他们在世的是神用了他们。
Yes, God did use them.
是神借着他们显出神的伟大。And
God, through them as vessels, manifests how great God is.
他们自己只不过是一个微小的器皿。They
themselves is a very small vessel.
所以主告诉我们,
so the Lord tells us,
你要回转向小孩子,你才能进天国了。We
must be as little children, then we can enter into the kingdom of heaven.
如果你侍奉主的年日越侍奉越大了。If
we serve, the more we serve, the greater, the bigger we get.
那我给你保证, 天国你是进不去的。Then
I guarantee you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven.
所以求主使我们能明白这个点。
So may the Lord help us to understand this.
如果主借着我们能做什么,
if the Lord is able to do anything for us,
那是主做的。
That is the Lord himself at work.
所以保罗告诉我们,
so Paul tells us,
夸口的当指着主夸口。
If we are to boast, we boast in the Lord.
要夸呢,只夸自己的软弱。
We only boast in our infirmities.
但今天呢,我看很多弟兄姊妹都不太明白 保罗这个意思。
But I observe that many brothers and sisters do not get what Paul is speaking about.
一讲就夸耀自己。
Oh, when we speak, we boast of ourselves.
因为姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
我们记得。
We remember.
神愿意把他的恩典赐给所有神的百姓。
God is so willing to give His grace to all His people.
不要让教会历史中所谓这些属灵的伟人、属灵大汉呢，拦阻了我们。
Oh, do not let the spiritual giants of the past.Be a hindrance to us.
你是神的儿女。
You are a child of God.
你是主拣选的人。
God has chosen you.
就有这个资格。
And you are qualified.
可以得着神的应许祝福。
To receive the blessing, the promise of God.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我这些年阅读主的话。
The more I read the word of God.
越多得着很大的一个激励。
The more encouraged that I am.
因为我是一个平凡人。
Because I'm very common.
我没有什么玄赫的、炫耀的背可炫耀的背景。
Very ordinary, no special background at all.
我感谢主。
And I thank God for that.
主的话给我带来很大的激励。
The word of God gives me great encouragement.
叫我不失望，不灰心。
So that I would not be discouraged, I would not be dismayed.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
你我都是平凡人。
You and I, we are all very ordinary.
所以神把他的话语用最平凡的方式来交通给我们。
So God shares with us in a very common, ordinary way His word unto us.
我们讲到
，We have shared.
神要我们努力进天国。
God desires for us to strive diligently into the kingdom of heaven.
那么在马太福音24-25章里面
，In Matthew chapter 24-25,
主给我们三个比方。
That the Lord gives us three parables.
这三个比方啊，都是很简单的故事。
Now in these three parables, they're very simple stories.
没有人看不懂的。
We can all understand this.
啊，没有人觉得这个，有任何里面的一个困难是不容易懂的。
None of us cannot comprehend the letter of the word.
所以神告诉我们，主告诉我们，你要努力。
So God tells us, the Lord tells us to strive.
你怎么努力呢？
How do we strive?
努力的方向是什么呢？
And what is the direction of that striving?
努力的目标是什么呢？
What is the goal of that striving?
所以神就给我们一个三个最简单的一个图画。
So God gives us very three simple pictures.
是鼓励所有神的儿女们呢都能够有这个心智。
As an encouragement to all the children of God that we would have this determination.
所以主如果把这个话已经讲到这么的简单了。
And so the Lord already put these words in such a simple way.
我们还是无知。
If we are still foolish, ignorant.
我们还是看不见。
We still cannot see.
那你没办法了。
Oh, then we have no other way.
对不对呢？
Right?
所以求主施恩给我们。
So may the Lord give us grace.
这些日子，但愿主开我们里面的眼睛。
And these days, may the Lord open our eyes.
我们能明白主给我们的激励。
So that we may understand the encouragement which the Lord gives us.
这三幅图画。
Now these three pictures.
都是可以实行的。
It is something that we can all apply.
不是你做不到的。
It is not something that we cannot do.
是你可以做的。
We are able to do so.
所以昨天我们讲到了第一个第一幅图画。
We gave the first picture.
我们讲说你要好好照顾神的家。
That we have to care well for the household of God.
那么意思就是你好好照顾你的家人。
In other words, take care of the household members.
把家人管理好。
And if you rule well over the household.
但是什么样的人可以把家管理好呢？
Now who can rule over the household?
还需要有忠心有见识。
That they must then, who then is the faithful and prudent bondman?
所以你照顾弟兄姊妹，你不是按照你自己喜欢的怎么照顾。
So when we care for brothers and sisters, not according to our way, what we like to do.
我过去很多年的侍奉中。
And many years throughout my service.
我发现很多弟兄姊妹照顾弟兄姊妹看望。
I discover many brothers and sisters care for the brethren and they visit them.
他不看望还好了。
It's probably better if they did not visit the brethren.
他一看望更糟糕。
When they visit the brethren, it becomes worse.
有的人跑到人家家里去讲是非，这个批评论断。
When they visit, they go into the house and they gossip and they criticize.
这更不建立人。
Oh, it does not edify.
还有一个很特别的例子。
I give you a very special, unique example.
他是侍奉主的人的。
And this is a brother who serves the Lord.
他跟有个家庭很熟。
And he's very familiar with this family.
所以有一次跑到那个家里面去了。
So he visited this family.
他就责备那个姊妹。
He went to rebuke the sister.
他就管人家的闲事。
And so he was become idle talker.
后来他走了之后啊。
And after he left.
那个姊妹告诉我。
The sister told me.
他说他来看望我。
He came to visit me.
走了之后。
After he left.
我流鼻血流了三天。
I had a bloody nose for 3 days.
一个礼拜我都不能睡觉。
I couldn't sleep all week.
这是什么看望，什么照顾？
What type of visitation is that?
说你不照顾还好了。
So it's better off you did not visit.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
照顾弟兄姊妹
，when we care for brothers and sisters，
是需要忠心
，we need to be faithful。
需要有见识的
，but also to be prudent, to be wise.
并且呢，是主打发你去，你才去的。
And it's the Lord who sent you, then you go.
你不是凭着你的冲动、你的热心你就跑去了。
Not because of your impulse or your zealousness, you go.
所以呢，能把弟兄姊妹照顾好
，so to care for the brethren well.
这是非常大的功课。
It is a very big, deep lesson.
因为我们每个人都有每个人的个性
，because each one of us have our different personality.
我们的喜好
，we have our own likings.
我们自己的选择
，we have our own choices.
我们有我们自己生活的方式
，we have the way we live.
我们知道每个人都不一样的
，and we know that we are all different.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，my dear brothers and sisters，
你能够把别人照顾好了
，in order to care well for others.
哎呀，那神的心是多么的欢喜。
How delighted the Lord's heart will be.
所以我们要把家照顾好。
So we have to care well the household.
我顺便提醒。
And I want to mention.
主为什么把我们摆在各地有聚会呢？
Why did God set up different assemblies throughout?
我们各地的聚会就是实行神家的地方。
Because in different assemblies, that's where we exercise the reality of the household.
当然神的家很大。
Because the house of God is big.
到处有神的儿女。
There are so many children of God throughout.
但是你真正的功课是在你的local 的聚会里面。
But our true lesson begins in the local assembly.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
你所有的功课都在这里。
All the lessons we need to learn is in the local assembly.
我这些年我是很了解这个东西。
Now I know this full well.
很多侍奉主人在自己本身聚会的地方啊，这个很为难。
Many of us have a difficult time in our local assembly.
我们跑到外面去都是受欢迎的。
Oh, when we go elsewhere, we're very welcome.
你们原谅我。我这些年就是这样情形的。
Oh, forgive me for saying this. This is how I.
但是我深知道。
But I deeply know.
我要把我本地的聚会顾好。
Oh, but I have to care well for the local assembly.
那个才是我真正的责任。
That is my true responsibility.
我真正的学习。
My true learning.
是在西雅图。
It is in Seattle.
在我自己的聚会里面。
In my local assembly.
因为我到外面学不到什么功课的。
If I go elsewhere, I cannot learn too many lessons.
都是受欢迎的。
I'm welcome everywhere.
所以很多人喜欢。喜欢到处跑，受欢迎。
And so many of us like to go and visit many places. We're all welcome.
不是讲你们了，我也是到处跑的。
Oh, I go many places.
全世界到处跑。
I have gone to many places throughout the world.
但是我深知一件事情。
But I truly know.
如果你不能把自己主粮给我们这个家顾好
，If we cannot care well for the household,
你做什么都徒然。
No matter what else we do, it is all
vain. 你的名声再大也没有用。
Even if we have greater fame, it is useless.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，So my dear brothers and sisters.
所以主给我们一个很简单的图画。
Very simple picture with the Lord.
因为这里特别讲到是做同伴的。
And so we speak about companionship.
都是你靠近的人。
And those who are near you.
啊，我们求主施恩给我们。
May the Lord be gracious to us.
让我们能真正明白神话里面的意义。
That we truly understand the meaning in the Word of God.
那么今天早晨呢，我们要讲第二幅图画。
So this morning we'll share on the second picture.
这第二幅图画呢，是讲到一个婚宴。
In the second picture, we see a wedding banquet.
也就是讲到一个婚姻。
We see a marriage here.
我们知道这个婚姻呢，就是家的开始。
We know this marriage is the beginning of the house.
我们中国人有个说法很好。
And so there's a Chinese saying that's wonderful.
我们常常有时候不是问说，哎，你结婚了没有啊？
Oh, sometimes we say, oh, are you married?
我们说你成家了没有？
Oh, but in the Chinese it says, do you have a family?
是吧？
Right?
所以你这个一结婚你就成家了。
And so when you enter into marriage, it becomes a family.
所以这个婚姻是这个家的开始。
So the marriage is the beginning of the family of the house.
弟兄姊妹，这是多么宝贵的一件事情。
Brothers and sisters, how precious this is.
所以我们知道神创造人类啊。
We know when God created man.
一开头就是一个家。
At the very beginning, it's a house, a family.
亚当夏娃。
Adam and Eve.
这是神的心意啊。
This is the heart of God.
因为神要在整个宇宙中建立他的家。
Throughout the universe, God wants to establish His house.
所以他就叫我们呢，先来体验这个家的生活。
So it is a foretaste of the experience of a house, a family.
我们都晓得，有一天地上所有的家都 都要结束的。
We know all the families' houses in this world will end one day.
最后存在的是神的家。
At last, it is the house of God that is eternal.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters，
那么地上的家有什么意义呢
？Now, what is the meaning of the family, the house?
地上的家是为了见证。
The house is for testimony.
所以我们要珍惜我们的婚姻。
So we have to treasure our marriage.
那个是为主做见证的。
Because that's a testimony for the Lord.
但是这个家不可能存到永远。
But this house would not last forever.
主来了就结束了。
When the Lord returns, that comes to an end.
我们就进入神永远的家。
Then we enter in that eternal house of the Lord.
这是神心意中间一个非常重要的思想。
This is a very central thought of God.
所以因此神造人的时候造男造女。
So when God created man, he created them male and female.
有这个家的意念在。
There is the concept of a family there.
感谢主到了启示录最后的时候。
And so at the end of Revelation,
整个世界结束的时候
when all the world comes to an end,
又来了一个大的婚宴
there is another great marriage.
那我们都知道教会是羔羊的妻
Now we know that the church is the wife of the lamb.
那么这个近二十五章这里讲到这个婚宴
Now in this wedding banquet here in Matthew 25,
表面上看起来是很容易的
on the surface it seems very easy.
很多弟兄姊妹都知道十个童女，对不对
？Many of us, all of us, know the ten virgins, right?
五个聪明的，五个愚拙的。
Five wise, five foolish.
连儿童班的人都晓得。
Even the little children in the classes know.
这个图画很简单。
This is a very simple painting.
你只要读过一遍就记得了。
We read it once through and then we remember the story.
但是呢，弟兄姊妹们
，But brothers and sisters,
我们要知道呢，这个婚姻呢。
We know that this marriage
是一个极大的奥秘。
It is a great mystery.
保罗在以弗所书里就讲到了。
And Paul says of that in Ephesians.
教会是基督的妻子。
That the church is the bride of the Lamb.
这是一个极大的奥秘。
This is a great mystery.
所以在这个小小的故事的背后
So in this story.
是隐藏着一些奥秘的。
Behind the story, there is this mystery.
在教会历史上
Throughout church history,
因为曾经引起很多争论
there are much argument debate.
那么到底谁是那个心腹呢
And so then the question is, who is that wife?
你读圣经就发现那个心腹不是所有神的儿女啊
Oh, you discover the wife is not all the children of the Lord.
这就叫我们很困惑了
And so this troubles us.
那么这个还有参加婚礼的人是谁呢
What about the guests of the marriage? Who are they?
哇，很多读经的人用尽了心思在那里。想要解释这个东西。
Many of the Bible scholars use all their energy and effort try to explain all of this.
我也知道一些弟兄们解释的是，看起来蛮合理的。
I see some brothers when they interpret it seems very reasonable.
那你就中国人讲，你姑且听之，姑且信之吧。
And so as the Chinese says, okay, I'll just listen to it. Okay, I'll just take it for what it is.
因为我心里面总有感觉到实际的情况是怎样。那就不知道。
But in my heart, I feel that what the reality of it is, we may not know fully.
现在我们勉强的把它讲得合理。
But at best, we can understand it to the best of our ability.
但事实是不是这样？不知道。
But in fact, is that really the case? We do not know.
弟兄姊妹，有人知道吗？这个达尔比弟兄啊。
Now, brothers and sisters, you know Brother Darby.
他在生前的时候，他很喜欢解预言。
Now, you know, he really...delights to interpret a prophecy.
因为他解了预言的四本书啊，我看过有四大本。
And so in his synopsis, there is four books that he has to interpret.
在他当代的弟兄姊妹觉得这哇，这真是大亮光、大启示。
Now the saints of his time feel great light as great revelation from his word.
但是没有想到时代一往前走的时候呢。
But as the times continue on.
发现他所有的解释都是错误的。
No, discover all of his interpretation actually is wrong.
所以弟兄姊妹们
so, brothers and sisters,
这些年我知道碰到的预言碰到了神没有告诉我们的东西你千万得小心。
These times I come to realize when it comes to prophecy and interpretation, we have to be extremely, extremely careful.
因为在这个比喻的里面,
because in this illustration,
隐藏了一些的奥秘,
there are some mystery that is hidden.
这个奥秘的意思就是说呢, 你用天然的思想是很难明白的。
This mystery means if we use our natural mindset, we cannot understand.
所以你不要觉得你很聪明, 你非要去解它不可, 千万别解。
Feel that, oh, I'm very bright. I will understand and interpret this.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
你读这个比喻,
when we read this parable,
你只要注意一件事情就可以,
we just need to pay attention to one thing.
我们如何能进这个婚宴?
And that is how we can enter into this banquet.
你把那个进婚宴的这个条件把它抓到了。
Now we can grasp on this, how can I enter into this banquet?
那就够了。
That is enough.
至于说呢，那个婚宴里面到底是怎么一回事，到那天你就明白了。
All the ins and outs of the wedding banquet itself, we will understand on that day.
所以今天我们不需要被这件事情来困惑。
So today, let us not be troubled by all the other details.
这是我们要知道如何努力能够进这个婚宴。
So what we must grab hold of, how do we strive diligently to enter into this banquet?
所以主说
So the Lord says,
这个这是一个天国的比喻。
This is then the kingdom of heaven be made like.
他说天国好比十个童女拿着灯出去迎接新郎。
This is the parable. Then shall the kingdom of heavens be made like to 10 virgins that have taken their torches went forth to meet the bridegroom.
这个话是很简单很容易明白的，对吧？
These words are very easy to understand.
但是我们要懂得一点点其中的一个意义。
But we have to understand some of the meaning behind it.
我们晓得在圣经里面这个童女是有属灵的含义的。
Now we know that this word virgin, virgins have a spiritual meaning in the Bible.
是指的所有蒙恩得救的神的儿女。
Virgin speaks about all the children of God who are saved by grace.
保罗在哥林多后书十一章这里曾经讲过。
And in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, Paul have said,
他说我把你们当作贞洁的童女献给基督。
He says, I have espoused you as pure chaste virgins to Christ.
他说呢，你们免得你们的心呢偏与邪啊。
That your heart, your mind will not go astray.
那么中了仇敌的诡计去了。
And that you will be led astray by the devil, by the enemy.
这个童女呢
So this chaste virgin.
就告诉我们我们是许配给基督的。
That we have been espoused.To the Christ.
每个弟兄姊妹都许配给基督的。
Now each one of us, we are espoused to Christ.
所以你知道我们每个主日在这里擘饼啊。
So each and every week when we break the bread,
这个血是神和我们立的约，对吧？
Now the cup, the blood that was spilled was a cup of the covenant.
其中一个很重要的意义，这是婚约。
And so a very important meaning of the cup, it is a covenant, a marriage covenant.
你要看见饼和杯,
when we see the bread and the cup,
你要记得你是个童女已经许配了,
you have to remember,
你只能爱主耶稣的,
you're a chaste virgin,
在主之外, betrothed, 你再去爱任何东西都不对的,
betrothed to the Lord Jesus Christ, we cannot love another.
啊, 那么在旧约时代中间,
in the old covenant,
耶和华神把以色列百姓当作妻子。
The Lord Jesus dealt with his people as his wife.
但圣经里面常常指责这个以色列是不贞洁的妻子。
That they would be rebuked as an unfaithful wife.
圣经中在旧约圣经里面最严厉的话指责以色列百姓，就是他说他们是妓女。
And the most severe words in the Bible, thecondemnation of the nation of Israel is that God calls them a harlot.
弟兄姊妹，这是提醒我们。
Brothers and sisters, this is a reminder for us.
我们的心中应该只有主耶稣。
In our hearts, there is only the Lord Jesus.
我们应该只爱主耶稣。
We ought only to love the Lord Jesus.
曾经有个弟兄跟我讲。
There's a brother who shared with me.
你一天到晚讲只爱耶稣。
You say you preach all day, only love Jesus.
说那我爱耶稣，我就不能爱我妻子。
If I love the Lord Jesus, I cannot love my wife then.
我爱主耶稣，我就不能好好读书了。
If I love the Lord Jesus, I cannot study well.
我爱我主耶稣，我就不能好好做生意了。
If I only love the Lord Jesus, I cannot go into business. That is wrong.
这意思是说呢，你要把主耶稣 放在你心思的那个中间的位置。
But what it means is you have to put the Lord Jesus in the central point, the focus of your life.
你好好去爱你的家人。
You love your family well.
啊，你努力去做工作。
And you work diligently.
好好去读书。
And you study well.
没有妨害的。
There is no hindrance.
就是我们内心深处最中心那个点上面。
But in the focal depth of our heart,
是归给基督的。
That central thought is to the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，So my dear brothers and sisters,
我们是童女。
We are chaste virgins.
我们已经许配给基督。
We have been espoused to the Lord Jesus.
所以我们不能在地上呢，再和什么其他东西结合。
And so we cannot be united with any other thing in this world.
你想想看，一个年轻的女孩子。
And so think about it as a virgin.
如果你已经订了婚，已经有了婚约了。
If you're engaged and you have a marriage covenant,
你就不可以去找别的男孩子了，对不对？
You cannot go and look for another, right?
要整天这个男孩那个男孩。
You cannot go around with different people.
那你这个就不贞洁了。
That would be unfaithful.
所以为什么圣经告诉我们不要爱世界呢？
And so why did the Bible tell us do not love the world?
因为这个世界太容易夺取我们的心。
Oh, because the world attracts us, draws us so easily.
今天请弟兄姊妹回去，你自己想一想。
Brothers and sisters, when we return, let us give good thought.
在你心思的最中心点的那个地方是谁在上面？
In the very focal point in the depth of our heart, who is there?
是什么东西在那里占据？
What is there?
你不要说今天啊，很多世界上的事情我们不要爱了。
Oh, do not say, oh, I don't have to love so many of the things of this world.
很多侍奉主的人把工作摆在第一。
Many those who serve the Lord will place their work first in their heart.
把他自己事业摆在第一。
They put their own career first.
这个都是危险的东西。
And this is very dangerous, risky.
所以今天呢，我必须有一个贞洁的心。是专一向着主自己。
So today we must have a pure heart, a chaste heart, solely only for the Lord.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，My dear brothers and sisters,
主为我们把一切都摆上了。
The Lord gave His all,
没有任何的保留。
He did not withhold any.
今天我们对主也应该是这样。
We ought to do the same for Him.
没有任何的保留。
There's no withholding.
若是你心中偷偷在爱着别的什么东西
，If there's a secret love in our heart，
我们就不是一个贞洁的童女。
We are not a chaste virgin。
所以这个童女是有一个特别意义的。
This is the meaning。
在地上，童女所要做的最重要的事，就等候新郎回来。
And the most importance of utmost importance to the virgin is to wait for the Lord's return。
那么这里讲到有十个童女。
So here there are 10 virgins.
我们知道这个十是一个完全的数字。
Now we know this number 10 is a complete number.
就是包括所有的圣徒在里面。
And it includes all of the saints in this number.
弟兄姊妹，你要请我们记得。
Now brothers and sisters, bear in mind.
今天这个话不是对别人说的。
These words are not for any other.
对着你说的。
It is for you.
对着我说的。
It is for me.
我们必须要记得这件事情。
And we must remember this,
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters.
所以为什么主叫我们在地上侍奉生活中要圣洁呢？
And why did the Lord ask us to be holy in our living?
因为我们不能忘记我们自己已经许配给基督。
Oh, we have forgotten that we are espoused to Christ.
今天我们在地上最大的一件事情就是迎接新郎的回来。
And the greatest matter for us today is to welcome our bridegroom.
那么怎么样迎接新郎的回来呢？
And how do we welcome him?
他这里告诉我们，他们手中都拿着灯。
Here it tells us they all had torches in their hands.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，在箴言书二十章里面很清楚地告诉我们。
In Proverbs chapter 20, it tells us very clearly.
人的灵就是耶和华的灯。
And that the spirit of man is the lamp of God, the light of God.
所以今天你的灯在哪里呢？
And so today, where is that lamp? Where is that light?
就是你的灵。
It is our spirit.
所以你里面这个灵是一个灯。
Therefore, the spirit within us is that lamp.
那么这个灯要亮的话呢？
And in order for this lamp to shine,
一定需要有油。
You must have oil.
啊，我们都清楚。这个油是预表圣灵的。
And we all understand oil is a representative of the Holy Spirit.
是让主的灵在我们的灵里面。
And so when the Spirit of God is in our spirit,
我们的灵就开始发光了。
Then our spirit will shine.
今天最可怕的是什么呢？
What is fearful today?
这个时代是黑暗的。
This generation is dark.
结果呢，神儿女心中的灯也是暗淡。
And so the lamp in each child of God also is dim.
很多基督徒那个灵里面不发光的。
And many of the Christians, their lamp, the light does not shine.
因为你知道古时候那个灯呢、啊、是油灯的、
啊。You know, in the olden times, that is an oil lamp.
在会幕里面呢、啊，那个灯呢、啊，需要祭司们呢拿着剪子、啊，尤其是要修剪的。
And so in the tabernacle, the lamp is lightened with oil, and the priests have to trim it with the scissors.
我小时候还看过这个油灯呢。
When I was young, I saw oil lamps.
这个灯芯呢，慢慢烧烧烧烧到底的时候呢，它就不亮，它就开始冒烟了。
And so when the wick is dying and it doesn't burn bright anymore, and there's smoke.
所以需要呢，用剪刀把它剪一剪。
And so you need the scissor to trim it.
让那个灯芯啊，重新又发亮。
And then the wick will give light bright again.
这幅图画。
This picture is a great illustration.
弟兄姊妹要看一看，你里面的灯还是亮的吗
？Brothers and sisters, we have to consider: is the lamp within
us shining bright? 还是非常的暗淡呢
？Or is it beginning to be dim?
我们基督徒灵里面暗淡是很可怕的一件事。
And for Christians, when our light is very dim, is very fearful.
你这个灯一暗淡，你一定生活不好。
When our light is dim, that means we are not living well.
你这个灯一暗淡，定归你乱走路了。
And when our light is dim, that means we have gone astray.
甚至很多弟兄姊妹，这个灯呢、啊，不仅是暗淡，在冒烟。
And even many children of God, the lamp is not only dim, but it is smoking fat flesh.
冒到自己里面的乌烟瘴气。
And so there's so much smoke, and there's just chaos in our life.
哎呀，你看那个生活就乱七八糟，讲话都不清楚。
And our words are unclear and confused, and our life is in chaos.
所以呢，弟兄姊妹，神把一个灵给我们。
So brothers and sisters, God has given us a spirit.
当你得救的时候
，And when we are saved,
你的灵已经被更新了。
And our spirit has been renewed.
要让圣灵在你的灵里面。
So the Holy Spirit abides in our spirit.
那么能保持你这个灵里面的光景是明亮的。
That will keep us preserved, that our light within will be shining bright.
所以这十个童女
，So the ten virgins
都是蒙恩得救的基督徒。
They are all Christians who are saved by grace.
啊，大家里面都有灯的。
We all have light within.
但是在这里很可惜，告诉我们说有五个是聪明的。
But sadly, it tells us here there are five who are wise and five who are foolish.
为什么他把他用五个五个呢？
And why did he use this five and five?
弟兄姊妹，圣经的数字是有意义的。
Now there are many meanings in the numbers in the Bible.
这个五是什么呢？
What is this word five?
五是一个责任的数字。
Now five is a number of responsibility.
就说你自己有责任的。
You have a responsibility.
弟兄姊妹们。你是有责任的。
Brothers and sisters, you have a responsibility.
这里有五个人，他们是负责任，五个是不负责任的。
There are five who are responsible. There are five who are irresponsible.
这个聪明的童女呢？
Now, there's five wise virgins.
那意思就是他们有见识，他们对属灵事情是有反应的。
And so they are wise. They have understanding. That means they respond to spiritual things.
他们知道属灵事情的重要的。
They know the importance of spiritual matters.
就他们愿意听主的话。
So they're willing to obey the word of God.
他们愿意靠着主，在主面前生活的。
They're willing to live by the grace, by the Spirit of the Lord.
并且他们愿意器皿中有油的。
And they have extra oil in their lamp.
他们的生活不离开膏油。
That their life does not separate from the oil.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，My dear brothers and sisters，
这是一个何等重要的提醒。
This is a very important reminder.
这个聪明的童女
，The five wise virgins，
她的好处就是这个。
And this is what is the good about them.
然后另外呢，有五个是愚拙的。
Now there are five foolish virgins.
这愚拙的人就告诉你，对你自己不负责任。
And so those who are foolish, you're actually being irresponsible to yourself.
你对属灵的事情无知。
That you are ignorant to spiritual matters.
你也不在意。
You don't care about them.
没有反应。
You have no response.
哎呀，这个真的是太可怕了。
This is very sad.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
我们何等需要主的恩典
！How much we need the grace of our Lord，
救我们脱离这种光景
！To save us, deliver us from such a condition。
弟兄姊妹们
，My dear brothers and sisters，
这里居然有人，他们不知道属灵事情的重要。
There are some here who is illustrated, they don't know the importance of spiritual matters.
他们器皿中也不预备油。
In their hearts, they do not prepare oil.
也不顺服圣灵在里面的带领。
They do not submit to the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
My dear brothers and sisters.
主用最简单的图画告诉我们。
The Lord used such a simple illustration to tell us.
这个聪明跟愚拙之间的差别在哪里呢
？Where is the difference between the wise and the foolish？
弟兄姊妹，你们说差别在哪里呢
？Brothers and sisters, where is the difference？
高油。
It is in the oil。
没有别的差别。
There's no other difference。
就是高油。
It is in the oil。
所以。
So。
这个是我们每个弟兄姊妹都可以做到的事情。
This is something each and every one of us can do。
这个对我们来讲，基督徒来讲。不是什么深奥的一个道理。
To us, this is not very deep doctrine.
神没有说你要多少的启示。
Now, God did not say you have to have so much revelation.
哎呀，你要有多少的追求。
You have to pursue so much this and that.
追求是好的。
It is good for us to pursue.
我从年轻到今天呢。
When I was young to now,
我碰见过很多弟兄姊妹，他们很认真追求。
I see many brothers and sisters who pursue very seriously.
我已经知道有好两个弟兄啊，他把圣经读过一百遍。
I know quite a few brothers who have read through the Bible 100 times.
把圣经读一百遍不容易啊。
It's not easy to read through the Bible 100 times.
我还碰见好几个把全本新约都背了。
I know some who have memorized all of the New Testament.
哎呀。我实在很羡慕他们。
Oh, I really admire them.
我没有这个毅力，我也没有这么好的头脑。
I don't have such a good mind. I don't have good memory.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
将来到主跟前去的时候。
When we come before the Lord's presence.
神不是用这个来衡量的。
That is not the measuring rod of the Lord.
神只用膏油。
God only measures us with the oil.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
My dear brothers and sisters.
所以约翰到晚年的时候
，So John in his end days，
他真是有神很大的恩典。
He has such wonderful grace from God。
他把这个门槛呢放得非常的低。
He has lowered the bar so low。
刚刚蒙恩得救的弟兄姊妹都可以跨过去。
And even newly saved believers can go through the threshold。
他说你一得救。
Once you're saved,
你里面就有圣灵，就有膏油了。
You have the Holy Spirit and you have the oil.
他说这膏油是真的，不是假的。
And this advocate is true and not false.
你只要顺服这个恩膏的教训。
As long as we obey, submit to the teaching of the anointing.
不用任何人教导你。
No man needs to teach you.
哎呦，我当年看读到那里的时候，我说这么好啊，不用人教啊。
I thought when I read it when I was younger, oh, this is wonderful. I don't need anyone to.
这个可靠吗？
Oh, is this trustworthy?
我们服侍青少年，服侍儿。
When we teach the young people and the children,
我们得努力的教。
Oh, we teach them so diligently.
以后侍奉主讲道也是努力的教。
And when we preach, we are preaching diligently to teach.
约翰说不要教，不要教。
Now, John says, no, you don't need to teach.
不用人教。
No、
如果你活在膏油的里面
if we all live under the anointing,
你不需要人教、
no、man needs
你就能明白了
you understand.
弟兄姊妹我可以用我自己这个微小的这个器皿这个微平凡人的经历告诉弟兄姊妹这是真的
Brothers and sisters, I can share with you personally with a common, ordinary person's experience this small vessel that is true. This saying is true.
有人问我说你这师父这几十年服侍你是凭什么训练的 你靠什么东西的
And when others ask me, well, you served for so many decades, by what? What teaching do you have?
我说我一无所夸
I have nothing to boast of.
我就是靠膏油一直服侍到今天
And I can only trust in the oil, rely on the oil to trust until today.
这个膏油在里面的教导
And this is the teaching of the anointing within.
远胜外面人的教导
And it surpasses any teaching of man.
我从年轻到现在，我听过很多年长弟兄们有的非常好的恩赐，非常好的圣经的讲解。
And when I was young till now, I've heard so many gifted brothers and sisters with their interpretations and with their understanding of the word.
我也很感激，很享受。
And I enjoy it much, and I'm very thankful for that.
但是这些人的教导远赶不上圣灵在里面一点的教导。
But all of that teaching together does not add up and measure up to even a small teaching, a little teaching of the anointing within.
我知道我讲的是真的。
I know that what I'm sharing is true.
主为了帮助我。
The Lord, in order to help me.
所以我60岁已过之后啊。
After I turned 60.
我曾经有一度得罪一个很可怕的病。
I had a very frightening illness.
叫我的整个眼睛几乎瞎了。
And my eyes couldn't see, almost gone blind.
我连这么近的字我都看不到。
Very close up words I cannot read.
所以有五年之久,
For 5 years,
我没有看过任何一本的 commentary.
I did not read any commentaries for those years.
我也没有读过任何一本属灵的书。
I did not read any spiritual book.
你不能读吗？
I cannot.
你只有思考圣经啊。
You can only consider and meditate upon the word of God.
只有天天靠着圣灵再来思考圣经啊。
And every day relying on the Holy Spirit to meditate on the word of God, and I thank God.
这是主的手。
This is the hand of God.
在我身上的工作。
That he's working upon me.
让我断绝对这些东西所有的依靠。
So I will cut off my reliance on those other things.
你只要跟随圣灵的膏油就够了。
But we rely on the teaching of the anointing, and
that's the grace. 所以后来的日子我心非常的欢喜。
And so in the days to come, I rejoice.
为什么呢？ 因为圣灵 在里面给我的关于主话的启示。
Oh, because the Holy Spirit revealed the word of God to me.
我再看前面一些弟兄们的这些书的时候呢。
And when I read the books of the brethren before me,
给我带来是很大的印证。
It is only a confirmation of what the Spirit has revealed to me.
知道你，
right?
读的没有错。
That I know what I have read and understood is right.
这斯派克弟兄曾经说过一句很好。
No, Brother Sparks put it very well.
他什么叫做你前面的弟兄？
Who are the brethren before you?
你前面的弟兄就是你今天属灵经历的印证。
Oh, the brethren before us that has gone before us is our confirmation that we are going on the right way.
神从来没叫你去跟任何人的。当然，你有幸啊，能够碰见一些大恩赐，这是很好的事情。
God did not tell us to follow any person, but it is a confirmation that we are going on the right way.
但是主从来没叫你去跟随他。
God did not ask us to follow them.
我敢讲这样的话。
And I dare say these words.
弟兄姊妹，我非常敬重我很前面很多弟兄姊妹。
I deeply respect the brethren before me.
我也很想念他们。
And I am very.
我从他们真的是看见很好的榜样。
I see great examples before.
但是对于我个人的侍奉跟随。
But as for my service and following,
你不能依靠这些东西。
I cannot trust in those.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
所以我们需要跟随里面的膏油。
So we must follow the oil within.
圣灵才是最好的老师。
The Holy Spirit is the best teacher.
无论在主的话，在属灵经历上。
In the word of God, in our spiritual experience.
在生活上。
In our life.
都是最好的教导。
He is the best teacher.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们何等需要主的恩典。
How much we need the grace of the Lord.
我永远不会忘记有一位年老的姊妹。I
cannot forget an elderly sister.
她是一个非常活在圣灵的带领中的人。She
is one who live very actively under the Spirit.
她在世的日子，哎呀，好多的姊妹们围着她。When
she was living, there are many sisters who surround her.
把她看属灵人。To
be a spiritual person.
喜欢听她讲解。And
listen, love to listen to her expound the word.
她讲起主的话来,
and when she speak the word of God,
真的像刀一样的厉害。
It is like a knife, a penetrating knife.
尤其她讲十字架的道,
especially when he share about the way of the cross. It is very, very clear.
所以呢，有很多时候弟兄姊妹们呢，这个读圣经读不懂，就拿圣经到她面前去问。
So many times when we do not understand the scriptures, we approach her and ask.
她说，姊妹，这段话应该怎么解释啊？
And they ask, sister, how do we understand these words?
她说我不会。
She says, I do not know.
姊妹说，你天天讲教导我们，你怎么不会？你应该知道的。
And others wonder, well, you teach us every day. How come you say you don't know? You should know.
她说我不会。
She says, I do not know.
然后她就反问那个姊妹。
And so she will ask a counter question.
姊妹，你得救了没有啊？
Sister, have you been saved?
姊妹说，我这得救30多年了。
And the sister will reply, I've been saved for 30 years.
当然得救了。
Of course I'm saved.
那么她说， 圣灵在不在你里面啊？
And then the older sister say, well, is the Holy Spirit in you?
我说当然在啊。
Of course.
很简单。
No, very simple.
回去问圣灵。
I'll go home and ask the Holy Spirit.
我不懂。
I do not understand.
她在世的日子，她就这样教导很多姊妹们。
And this is how she taught many sisters when she was living.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们要非常的小心。
We must be very careful.
真理。
The truth.
只有圣灵把它解开。
Only the Spirit of truth can reveal that to us.
当圣灵的解开不仅有亮光
And when the Spirit reveals, not only is there light,
并且引我们进入真理
but will lead us into all truth, all reality.
我们的主是真理
Our Lord is truth.
圣灵是解释者
And the Holy Spirit is an interpreter.
圣灵也是引我们进入实际者
And the Holy Spirit leads us into that reality.
没有人能引你进入
No one can lead you into that reality.
弟兄姊妹，你那个引进去都是知识道理
Brothers and sisters, what we can let into is only knowledge.
只有圣灵进去是生命
Only the Holy Spirit will lead us into life.
也许今天我们得着的亮光只有这一点点
Oh, perhaps this is all the light that we have now.
保罗得着的是那么多
And Paul has so much light.
但是不要紧
But it's okay.
我得到这一点是真的。
This what I receive, this little bit of light is true.
不是头脑的知识。
It is not head knowledge.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and sisters.
所以有很多时候我想到今天地上的教会，我心里很难过。
So many times when I consider and see the condition of the church, I'm saddened.
因为在教会中有很多宝贵的东西失落的太久了。
Oh, because there's so much preciousness of the church that has been lost for so long.
我们只会跟从人，不会跟从圣灵。你看看。
We can only follow men and follow men, but not the Holy Spirit.
这是什么样的基督徒呢
？What kind of Christian is that?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
仰望主的怜悯。
We look to the Lord's mercy.
所以我们需要主恢复的工作。
We need the revival work of the Lord.
要恢复到神原初的情况里。
To revive us to the original purpose of God.
当初的弟兄运动
，The brethren movement.
他们所以能脱开天主教的影响。
When they were delivered from the impact of Catholicism.
也脱开所谓根正教的影响。
And even the Orthodox Church.
就他们重新回到圣灵的带领。
And once again, they return to the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
今天如果我们没有人能够会跟随圣灵
，Today, if none of us can follow the Holy Spirit,
这个时代是没有希望的。
There will be no hope for this generation.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
主已经把这个恩典加在我们身上。
God has already given us this grace.
主没有偏待任何人。
He is not partial to anyone.
所以你要记得，你里面有个灵。
So remember, there's a spirit within us.
这个灵是耶和华的灯。
And the spirit is the lamp of God.
只要有膏油在里面，它就自然会发亮。
If there's oil within, it will shine forth.
那么接下去这里说。
It continues on.
新郎迟延的时候。
When the bridegroom shall tarry.
他们都打盹睡着了。
They all grew heavy and slept.
在圣经里面呢。
In the Bible,
这个睡觉跟死是同一个意思的。
This word sleep and die, it is the same meaning.
所以这句话告诉我们
So this word tells us,
这十个童女
these 10 virgins,
都已经是过世的圣徒。
They are saints who have passed on.
那么在他们的日子
In their day,
没有等到主的回来。
They did not wait, they waited and the Lord did not return.
他们就睡了。
And they slept.
虽然他们已经死了
And even though they have died,
但是这些聪明的在世的日子，他们因为灯里面积攒着油
But they have the oil that is within.
虽然人死了，灵还是亮的
And even though they died, the light is within and shining.
因为在他们的日子，他们是活在膏油的带领当中的。
Because when they lived, they were living under the guidance of the anointing.
所以这句话对我们一个很好的提醒啊。
So this is a great reminder.
只要今天呢，你里面有膏油。
Only when there's oil within us today.
死了也不要紧。
It's okay if we die, if we are asleep.
很多弟兄姊妹都希望活得久一点，对不对
？No, many of us like to live longer.
但是呢。不是所有人都能活到一百岁的。
But not all of us, many of us will not live past 100.
活不活到一百岁不要紧。
And if it's okay if we live to 100.
重要的是里面有膏油。
Or not, but importance is if we have oil within.
所以我看见很多弟兄姊妹过世。
So I see many of the saints pass.
有的弟兄姊妹过世，我是很叹息。
And some brothers and sisters as they pass, I sigh.
觉得非常的可惜。
It is very sad.
但有的圣徒们过世。叫我里面非常的羡慕。
No, but as some saints pass on, I really admire that.
因为他们一生跟随膏油。
Because they have followed the oil, the anointing all their life.
他们是聪明的童女。
They are the wise virgins.
所以神用这个已经过世的这个十个童女的警戒我们。
Therefore, the Lord uses the reminder of those who have passed as a reminder, warning to us.
所以到他们正在打盹睡觉的时候
，and they grew heavy, they slumbered and slept.
半夜有人喊着说新郎来了
And in the middle of the night, they cry, there's a shout and say, the bridegroom is here.
你们要出去迎接他。
Behold, the bridegroom is here. Go forth to meet him.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
所以这里也是等于是个预言了。
And this is like a prophecy here.
告诉我们主回来的日子恐怕是地上最黑暗的时候。
And perhaps it is to tell us that when our Lord returns, this is the darkest of night.
所以当我们看见这个时代越混乱越来越黑暗的时候。
So when we see the generation getting more dark and more in turmoil.
我们就知道主回来的日子近了。
Then we realize the day of our Lord's return draws nigh.
但是在人呢到清晨这段时间的时候呢。
Now,During, before daybreak for man,
是最困倦的时候。
It is when we're most tired and weary.
弟兄姊妹们，你觉得你跟随主已经疲惫了吗？
Our brothers and sisters, do we think we follow the Lord and we are fatigued and weary?
你追求主已经追求不动了吗？
And then we cannot follow on anymore.
我们已经觉得很困顿了，很会昏睡了吗？
Do we feel heavy and slumbering and labor and fatigued?
要很小心。
We have to be most careful.
很可能这个时候就主要回来的时候。
Perhaps it is at this time the Lord shall return.
当然，新郎来了。
And the bridegroom is here.
我们晓得国度要降临了。
We know the kingdom will come.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
My dear brothers and sisters.
这个时候你就看见一个现象。
Then we see this phenomena.
这个愚拙的人就开始紧张了。
And so those who are foolish get anxious.
哎呀，完了，这个是灯要灭了。
Oh, my light is to give out.
油不够了。
I do not have enough oil.
怎么办呢？
What do I do?
赶快跑那个聪明的那里去。
Let me go to the wise virgins.
哎，借点油给我吧。
Oh, give us some of your oil.
结果这个聪明人说什么？
And what did the wise virgin say?
哎呀，恐怕不够用的了。
Oh, we cannot. It will not suffice for you and for us.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们读到这里的时候呢。
When we read this part.
有些基督徒会想说，哎呀，你油多，你分一点吧。
Oh, some Christians say, well, you have extra oil. Why don't you share a little bit?
你干嘛那么小气呢？
Oh, why are you so...minor about this.
弟兄姊妹，这不是小气。
Oh, brothers and sisters, they're not being little.
这说明每个人的器皿都有限。
Oh, but it really speaks of the fact each of our vessels is very limited.
你给别人就不够用。
If you give to others, you don't have enough.
啊，所以另外一面的意思说，今天呢，你从主所得到的膏油只够你自己用。
And so, brothers and sisters, the oil which we see from the Lord today is only for us.
这很简单的说，就是属灵的功课是你自己学的。
And so, Simply put, the spiritual lesson is for you to learn.
别人不能替你学的。
Others cannot learn on your behalf.
你即使在跟着一个最属灵的人在一起。
Even if you're with the most spiritual person.
当主回来的时候。
When the Lord returns.
他也没有办法把油给你的。
Oh, that spiritual companion cannot give you the oil, cannot share the oil.
我有一次在一个地方聚会，都是年轻人啊。
One assembly I visited, they had many young people.
我就说呢，旧约呢。这个弥赛亚就受膏的，对吧
？And so I share that in the old covenant when they talk about the Messiah, it is the anointed one.
原文的意思就是 son of oil.
And so the original of the anointed one, the son of the oil.
我们中国的话就是油子。
And so in the Chinese, it's the son of the oil.
啊，基督徒应该满身都是油的。
And so when we're son of the oil, we're soaked in oil.
啊，你知道。所以我今天不能岔开去讲这个膏油的功用太大了。
And I cannot go aside and say on the all the functions of the oil is just too much.
有膏油就不会有难处了。
We have the oil, it will suffice for all.
有膏油就不会有摩擦了。
And if we have oil, we don't have any rubbing.
所以我说基督徒啊，只能让别人擦油，你不要老擦别人的油。
And so the Christians have their own oil. Do not copy other people's oil.
结果一散会啊。
And then when the meeting's over,
哎，年轻弟兄姊妹都围着我。
And so the young people surround me.
我说你们围着我干什么？
Oh, why are you surrounding me?
他说我们来擦油啊。
And so we're trying to still rub off some oil from you.
我说我刚讲的你们没听见。
Did you not hear what I just shared?
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
但是在这里告诉我们。
But here it tells us.
这膏油是不能分享的，不能跟别人分享的。
We tells us we cannot share the oil, we cannot give our oil to someone else.
你的经历是你自己的。
Your experience belongs to you.
你必须在主面前学你当学的功课。
We must learn the lesson which the Lord has before each one of us.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
My dear brothers and sisters.
所以呢。
So.
这里用五这个数字啊。
When it uses this number five.
就说你自己要向自己负责任。
That you have to be responsible for yourself.
没有人能负你的责任。
No one else can be responsible for you.
如果你不负责任
，If you're irresponsible，
没有人任何人帮助你。
No one else can help you.
希望弟兄姊妹把这个话能够听进去。
Brothers and sisters, I hope you can take these words in.
然后呢，这聪明就给他们建议。
And then the wise give them the suggestion.
他说呢，你们到那个卖油的那里去买吧。
Oh, go rather to those that sell and buy for yourselves.
但我们知道今天所有的膏油都从圣灵来的。
We know that all the oil comes from the Holy Spirit.
所以这里也包括一个很重要的经历。
Here it also includes a very important lesson.
到卖油的人那里去买。
This experience of going to those who sell the oil.
哎，这个油是需要买的。
And so there's a cost to buy the oil.
这个买是要付代价的。
And so when you buy, there's this exchange. You have to pay a cost.
所以我们的努力就在这里。
And so there's where the striving is.
你需要去买。
You have to go buy.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
意思说你今天在你的生活中。
In other words, in our life today.
你要学习付代价顺服圣灵。
We have to pay at all costs to submit to the Holy Spirit.
所以圣灵在你身上告诉你这个东西要放下，你就要放下。
If the Holy Spirit tells you you have to put this down, we must put it down.
所以有的很多时候我们要付一点代价的。
So many a times there is a cost to pay.
那么在圣经中也有很宝贵的一句话告诉我们。
In the Bible, there are very precious words that tell us.
圣灵是赐给顺从之人的灵。
The Spirit is given those who obey, who submit.
这意思说，你越顺服圣灵，膏油就越多了。
In other words, the more we obey, the more we submit, the more oil we have.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
我们生活的每一件事情都需要膏油的。
Each and every matter, detail of life, we need oil.
我们读经需要膏油。
We need oil.
讲道需要膏油。
We need oil for the preaching.
听道也需要膏油。
We need oil, the anointing for the listening.
所以我们过去啊，好多弟兄姊妹常常祷告说：“主啊，求你用膏油膏那个讲话的弟兄。”
And so many times we say we need oil for the reading the Bible, oil anoint the speaker.
我说这个祷告不好。
This is not a good prayer.
这个膏油不仅是膏讲台上的人，膏所有弟兄姊妹。
The anointing is only not for the speaker, but for all the brothers and sisters, the hearers.
旧约的会幕是整个受膏的。
And so all anointed in the Old Testament.
所以你听到也需要膏油。
So even for the listening, we need the anointing.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters,
需要主的恩典。
We need the Lord's grace.
你聚会需要膏油，侍奉需要膏油。
When we meet, we need the oil. When we Gather together, we need the oil.
生活的每一件事上都需要膏油。
Each and every detail of our life, we need the oil.
谁顺服圣灵越多
，Who submits more to the Holy Spirit?
这个膏油累积的就越丰富。
The more we accumulate of the oil.
所以这是一个非常重要的经历。
So this is a very important experience.
弟兄姊妹，你说很多道你可以忘记。
We may forget all the preaching.
你读的书也可以忘记。
We can forget all our reading.
但是呢，永远不要忘记。
But let us never forget.
在里面顺服膏油。
Within, we must submit to the anointing.
要叫你的灵保持明亮。
So that our spirit will be burning bright.
我们还有一天多的时间。
We have about a day's time left.
我希望弟兄姊妹们
，I hope brothers and sisters
给我们的机会。
That we will not squander the opportunity which God gives us.
你要在主面前好好的思想一下。
Consider well before the Lord.
查看一下我们里面的灵。
Examine our spirit within.
还有光吗？
Is there light?
希望你离开这个营地的时候。
So even before we leave this campsite.
带着丰盛的膏油回去。
That we will return with abundant oil.
在以后的日子。
In the days to come.
每天的等候。
Each day we will await.
都是满有膏油。
It will be filled with the oil.
所以新郎来了。
So the bridegroom is here.
这些愚拙的去买油去了。
And so the five foolish went to buy the oil.
这些灵里面亮有亮光有膏油的人。
And the five wise ones with the oil.
就同新郎一同进入。
And they entered, went in with him to the wedding feast.
弟兄姊妹，我们满心感谢神。
We are full of thanksgiving to our Lord.
我们神真是恩典的神。
He is truly a gracious God.
没有这个偏待任何人。
He is not favored toward anyone.
我再说。
So again, I say.
这个灯里面有油，这就是进入婚宴的唯一的条件。
Again, when there's oil in the lamp, that is the only condition for us to enter the wedding feast.
我们读旧约的历史。
When we read the Old Testament.
为我们看见摩西做了那么多的大功。
We can see all the great work which Moses did.
我们看见约书亚为神 做了那么多的工。
We can see Joshua do all that work for the Lord.
大卫
，David，
啊，许多的众先知
，Many of the prophets。
但是弟兄姊妹们
，But brothers and sisters，
到那一天到大门口的时候
，When we cross the door，
神不看他们一生做了什么
，The Lord does not look at all their achievements。
神只看有没有膏油。
God only sees is there the anointing。
哎呀，这个对我们来讲是何等大的恩典呐
！What a great grace this is for us。
是吧？我们不可能做那么大功。
We cannot achieve such great works as they。
啊，即使你能做那么大多大功，那个也不是条件。
If even we did, that is not the qualification。
我不晓得我这样讲弟兄。弟兄姊妹，听清楚了吗
？I hope you understand clearly, brothers and sisters.
清楚了吗
？Are you clear?
啊，清楚了吗
？Are you clear?
只要有膏油就行了。
You must have the oil to enter.
因为这个是进入那个婚宴的唯一条件。
Because that's the only condition for us to enter into the wedding feast.
到那天，主不管你什么人。
One day, the Lord does not care who you are.
不管你在地上做了多少事。
How much great work you have in this world?
哎呀，彼得说，我曾经为你传福音，三千人、五千人得救。
Oh, I preached the gospel, and 3,000, 5,000 were saved.
主说、啊、有没有膏油啊
？The Lord asked, "Do you have the oil?"
没有膏油，你站在门外。
If you don't have the oil, you're outside the door.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
彼得一生从来不敢夸耀。
So Peter in his life, he dare not boast.
他做了这么大的功，对不对
？He did such great work, right?
你永远不会听见彼得在那说，哦，那一年我传福音带那么多人得救。
You will not hear Peter boasting, "Oh, I preached the word and the gospel, and so many were saved."
彼得
，Peter。
在他写彼得前书的时候
，When he wrote First Peter，
告诉我们一切教会中的东西都是属灵的。
Then he said that all those that are spiritual，
我们吃的是灵食。
That we are eating spiritual food。
啊，我们献的灵祭。
And that we are spiritual stones，
教会是灵宫。
That we offer spiritual sacrifice as a spiritual habitation。
圣灵的重要
，and so that's the importance of the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
你要感恩
，we must give thanks，
因为这是你可以做到的
，because this is something we all can do.
叫你做大功很难
，it is difficult to do great work.
叫你有膏油应该不难吧
？But it's not too hard to have oil.
啊，一点都不难
，it is not difficult at all.
但是呢
，but
你需要付一点代价
，we must pay some cost.
顺服
，submit
膏油的带领。
Submit under the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
请弟兄姊妹记得
，brothers and sisters,
将来能进入婚宴
，to enter into the wedding feast.
那是进入天国的第一重要的事情。
That is the first importance to enter into the kingdom of heaven.
就是靠着膏油进去的。
We enter by the Spirit.
所以他们进去了，就一同坐席了。
And so they entered and they enjoyed together.
那个才是真正快乐的日子。
And that is the day of joy.
哇，那一天呢？如果弟兄姊妹们，我们大家坐在一个桌上，那真是快乐不得了。
Brothers and sisters, when all seated at the table, how rejoicing that will be!
如果少了几个人，我们真的很遗憾了，对不对
？If we miss a few, it was great regret.
希望没有一个弟兄姊妹被漏掉。
I hope none of us will miss out.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，My dear brothers and sisters,
这一班圣徒
，The saints,
靠着膏油活在主跟前的人。
Those who live by the anointing.
也就是教会历史上所说的一位得胜者。
They are the so-called overcomers throughout church history.
真正得胜的生命。
They have an overcoming life.
是跟着膏油走的。
And they follow the anointing.
不是你少吃一点，少睡一点，那个多努力一点，不不不。
It's not depending on, oh, I eat a little less, I sleep a little less, I work a little harder. No, none of that.
也许今天我讲的你不相信呢。
Perhaps you don't believe what I'm saying.
这个太简单了。
Oh, is it that simple?
Hey,
yes.
神爱我们就是这么简单。
That is so simple that God has made for us.
但是你知道吗？很多简单的事情，神的儿女不做的。
But brothers and sisters, yet it's the simple things that many children of God do not do.
他一点这个代价都不肯付。
They're not even willing to pay any cost at all.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
那些所谓的得胜的圣徒
，The overcoming saints,
就他们在生前的时候。他们曾经努力地进入天国的实际。
While they were living, they strived diligently to enter into the reality of the kingdom of heaven.
他们爱主。
They love the Lord.
他们愿意付代价。
They're willing to pay a cost.
有很多人甚至把命也舍了。
And many would even give their life.
但是呢，弟兄姊妹，最重要一件事情
，But brothers and sisters,
里面有膏油。
What is of utmost importance is within they have the extra oil.
我们知道圣经有很清楚的这个。
We know there's a very clear picture in the Bible.
在启示录十二章那里
In Revelation chapter 12,
讲到那个男孩子被提
when the man child is caught up,
那么多半读经人 都知道那个是指的活在地上的圣徒
and we know those who study the Bible, those are the saints who are still remain living on earth.
这一批圣徒是有福的
and blessed are this group of saints.
他们不见死
they did not taste death.
他们 能看见被提
they're able to be living and caught up.
哎呀，我们多少前面的弟兄们他们心中这样的爱慕
And how many saints before us long for such an experience?
我永远不会忘记
I cannot forget.
我们年长的江弟兄
Our elderly brother Kong.
在世的日子他一直渴望被提或者
While he was living, he longed to be caught up while he's living.
但是他没有等到
But he did not wait till that time.
他到主那里去了
He is with the Lord now.
所以我常常鼓励很多弟兄姊妹
So I encourage many brothers and sisters.
他没有等到
He could not experience it.
我们继续等呐、
啊。Oh, we continue to wait.
啊，我心中今天最大的渴望也是能够活着
heart,
活着被提呀、啊。
The greatest yearning I have is to be caught up while.
这是何等大的福气呀、啊、
！What a great blessing.
但是那一天弟兄姊妹被提到宝座上的人，
But、
不光是一些活在地上活在膏油里面的人。
Those who are caught up to the throne is not only those who are caught up while they're living.
圣经也告诉我们，在启示录告诉我们。将来复活时候有个第一批复活的人。
The Bible also tells us in the resurrection there is the first resurrection.
这些人在过去的历史中，他们是活在圣灵的带领底下的人。
The saints of the past, those of the first resurrection, are those who live under the teaching of the anointing while they are alive.
所以他们就成了第一批复活的人。
So they become the part of the first resurrection.
因为他们是满有膏油的过世的。
Because they were full of the oil when they passed.
在哥林多前书十五章
In 1 Corinthians chapter 15,
那里也提到一件事情
There it mentions this
就是当复活的时候
That is when there's the resurrection
是我们要按照班次复活的
That we will be raised by rank
哎，这里要注意它有一个提醒
And so pay attention here to this reminder here
它这个班次就好像一班一班一班的
And so when here it says by group, by class, this rank is one at a time.
将来这第一班的人呢
And so this first fruit,
能够被提
they will be caught up.
我记得有一次一位年长的弟兄啊
I remember one time there is this older brother.
他在跟我们交通的时候
When he shared with us.
他说哎呀我心里面好羡慕啊
Oh, I long so much, admire for this.
我能够在那个第一班
That I will be with the first resurrection, the first class.
他很谦卑，他说我是不能跟保罗、彼得他们比的了。
He is very humble and say I cannot compare to Paul and Peter and all those.
这个第一名、第二名恐怕都是他们。
Oh, those who are first or second belong to them.
但是我呢，只要最后一名都可以。
As long as I'm the last one of that class, that is fine.
只要在一个班里面最后一名都可以。
Even if I was the last one of that class, that is fine.
哎呦，他那个里面满了爱慕。
Oh, he has such a yearning for that.
他一讲啊
，So I can say，
我警醒着。
So
那我怎么办
？What about me then？
你最后一名，那我没希望了。
If you're so doing so well, you're the last in the class. What about me then? I'm left out.
但是感谢主啊。
But thank the Lord.
事情还没有发生啊。
This did not happen.
他是不是最后一名？我不知道。
I don't know if he would be the last of that class.
我倒希望我是最后一名。
Oh, I long to be the last of that class.
所以我就在聚会里面，我跟弟兄姊妹讲。
So I share with brothers and sisters.
我说当复活的时候，我希望我在这第一班里面。
And so in the resurrection, I would love to be in the first class.
我如果是最后一名，我也甘心。
And even if I was the last of that class, I would be willing.
马上好多弟兄姊妹起来反对啊。
And so many brothers and sisters will rise up to object what I just shared.
他们说你最后一名，那我们怎么办啊
？If you're the last, what about me?
不可以。
No.
啊，那我说好好，我就改变我的话。
Okay, so let me change that a little bit.
我说我站在后面，我把你们都推进去。
I'll stand behind and I'll push you all in and be the last.
他们说这还差不多。
Okay, then that'll be fine.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
这些年我的确也有这个感觉
And so in these recent times I do have such a
sentiment 所以把这个负担交通给你们
So I share this thought with you all
我希望把你们都赶进去
And so I can usher you all in
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
My dear brothers and sisters
这不是笑话
This is not a joke
这很严肃的一件事情
It's a very solemn matter
感谢主
I thank the Lord
只要你今生今世在地上保持膏油
As long as we keep the oil throughout our life,
你就能和历世历代那些爱主的圣徒们一同进天国。
We will be with the saints throughout the ages and enter into the kingdom of heaven.
我再说
，I say again，
神的恩典
，the grace of God，
那么的丰富
，it is abundant，
他的怜悯是那么大
，his mercy is great，
他爱所有神的孩子
，he loves all his children。
所以今天呢？
So today,
我们每个弟兄姊妹都有希望。
Each one of us have hope.
所以不能够放弃这个希望。
So let us not let go, forsake this hope.
要活在满有膏油的生活里面。
And live under the anointing all our life.
所以这五个童女进去了。
So the five wise virgins enter.
门就关掉了。
And the door was shut.
哇，弟兄姊妹，这个很可怕。
Brothers and sisters, this is frightening.
因为时间没有了，我只能快快的讲。
Because that we have no enough time, I go quickly on it.
主不会再开门了。
The Lord will not open the door.
虽然这个愚拙的人来叫主开门，主不能开门。
And even the foolish came to ask, open to us, the Lord will not.
机会一失去就不再回来了。
Once we lose the opportunity, it shall not return.
当这些愚拙的来敲门的时候
，When the foolish went to knock,
主说我不认识你们。
The Lord says.Verily I say unto you, I do not know you.
然后接下去主就说
And the Lord says,
那日子那时辰你们不知道
For ye not know the day nor the hour.
所以最好的预备就是预备膏油
The best preparation we can have is the oil.
你只要有膏油的生活你不需要管那日的那时辰
As long as we have the life under the anointing, we don't need to worry about the others.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
一定要保持你的灵里面的光景是明亮的
We must keep that shining brightly in our heart.
我再说
I say again,
知识道理不会给你光的
That knowledge And our head knowledge cannot give us light.
乃是圣灵的膏油在你里面才有真正的光。
Only when the oil of the Holy Spirit is within us, that is true light.
这个膏油能叫我们明白神的旨意。
And this anointing can teach us to know the will of God.
这个膏油能叫我们自己审判自己，有自责。
And the anointing will teach us to examine ourselves, to rebuke ourselves, admonish ourselves.
所以我们需要紧紧地跟随膏油。
So we must follow the anointing very closely.
度今天
as we spend
还剩下的紧迫的日子
the remaining days, the few remaining days while we have.
你如何警醒啊
How are we watching, alert?
你活在膏油里，你就是警醒的。
If we live under the anointing, we are watchful and alert.
要听神的话。
We must obey the word of God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
My dear brothers and sisters,
我们要有一个爱慕。
We must have this desire.
能够进入羔羊的婚宴。
The desire to enter into the wedding feast of the Lamb.
不在羔羊婚宴里。
If we are not in the wedding feast of the Lamb.
就表示你不在国度里面。
That means we are not in the kingdom of heaven.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
So, my dear brothers and sisters.
时候真的很紧迫。
The times are pressing.
不要把这些光当作一般的道来听。
Do not treat such words as just doctrine.
要起来预备
，But we must prepare well.
那么，很快我们这个聚会就会散。
Very quickly, our meeting will come to an end.
下一次我们什么时候见面不知道。
We don't know when we'll see each other again.
如果主回来了
，If the Lord returns,
被提的时辰到了
，And when it is time for us to be caught up,
希望我们大家能在那里见面。
May it be that we will all see each other there.
那是何等的欢喜快乐
！What rejoicing that will be!
弟兄姊妹们，不要失去这个机会。
Brothers and sisters, let us not forsake such an opportunity.
再说，机会在你的手中。
I say again, the opportunity is
at hand. 你要向自己负责任。
Be responsible for yourself.
愿主的恩典临到我们。
May the grace of the Lord come upon us.
请我们低头再念祷告。
Let us bow our head for a word of prayer.
主啊，我们真是满心的感谢你。
Lord, our hearts are filled with thanksgiving unto thee.
我们本来就是糊里糊涂得救的。
We are saved even when we do not know well.
但是你把我们摆在这么大的恩典祝福的里面。
But thou hast placed us under such a great promise, such a great blessing, Lord.
That
has also prepared a future glory for us. May the Holy Spirit constrain our hearts. That each one of us will long for that day. Desire for the coming of the bridegroom. That we yearn to enter into the wedding feast. Oh Lord, may you pour upon the Holy Spirit upon us, that encourages us. You know how weak we are. Lord, we pray that we'll use thy mighty hand to hold on to ours, that we will not lose on that blessing. Lord, we're willing to place ourselves into thy hand. Lord, we thank thee for thy grace. Listen to our prayer. In the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.